With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Some disappointing news for President Trump and Senate Republicans from former New Hampshire Republican Governor Chris Sununu. Here's Bob Agnew.
Sununu has announced he will not run for the seat of Democrat Senator Jeanne Shaheen, who announced earlier this month she will not be seeking re-election next year. Republicans, including the president, had seen Sununu as the perfect candidate to flip the seat from blue to red. Still, the National Republican Senatorial Committee says it remains optimistic. Its own poll earlier this month showed Republicans with a one-point advantage on the state's generic ballot and leading Democrats by a margin of 92% to 87%. When it comes to voter enthusiasm. Bob Agnew reporting.
National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard says documents related to the 1968 assassinations of Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy will soon be made public. She says more than 100 people have been literally working around the clock to scan the papers. She says the documents had been in boxes in storage for decades. Also, at SRNnews.com, some tough news on the food market.
Egg prices are at an all-time high. The Consumer Price Index says they rose yet again last month to $6.23 per dozen. That's despite the predictions President Donald Trump has made in recent weeks and what experts were expecting. The main reason egg prices are so high is because of the ongoing bird flu outbreak. More than 168 million birds have been killed since 2022 to help limit the spread of the virus. Wholesale egg prices started to drop in the middle of March because the bird flu outbreak slowed down. But prices haven't started to decline at the grocery store as much, partly because demand remains high before Easter. The soaring egg prices have raised questions about price gouging, and the Department of Justice is investigating.
And this is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers consider a pro-life bill.
The measure would allow citizens to file wrongful death civil lawsuits against abortion pill providers. Tennessee has a ban on abortion, which makes it illegal for abortion pills to be sold. However, the legislation would only target distributors of the drugs, not doctors, pharmacists, delivery companies, or the women who might be customers. Supporters of the bill say they're trying to keep providers in pro-abortion states from flooding Tennessee with their wares. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Passover celebrations this year occurring amid anxieties among many Jews related to the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza and widespread anti-Semitism. Passover, a major Jewish holiday that is celebrated over 7 or 8 days each year. It begins sunset on Saturday and ends on the nightfall of April 20th. It commemorates the exodus of ancient Israelites from slavery in Egypt. This is SRN News. Well, if you love classic cars, you're going to love this.
It's the Rolls-Royce and Bentley Museum in the Harrisburg suburb of Mechanicsburg. 29 vehicles in all, getting the very best of care in their golden years. The cars, dating back as far as the 1920s, are cleaned, maintained, and routinely driven by a cadre of some 50 thoroughly trained volunteers. The museum even has its own driving test. Some of the volunteer drivers see it as a chance to experience a lifestyle that few people can afford. Rich Thomason, Washington.
It was a fender bender yesterday as the wingtip of an American Airlines plane struck another American plane on the taxiway at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. No injuries reported from the contact. Officials do say all passengers were put on other planes for their immediate destinations. More details at srnnews.com.